Hey guys, I just wanted to kind of reach out here and talk about a couple things. You know, first off, I know it's a very difficult time right now, and you know, I'm hoping that you guys are doing okay and sort of able to try to make some meaning out of you know, some of the events nationally that are going on. I hope you are safe, and I hope you are well. I want to talk a little bit about discussion board one, and I'm sort of picking up here on Sharina, and thinking about you know, the way, you know, the way that people kind of one is able to kind of read people. I think reading and body language are like really interesting things, and you know, obviously like connected here deeply to what we're thinking about this week. But you know, being able to read people that you come across and how they sort of are viewing some of the things that are going on, right? You can kind of read on their, you know, their physical person about how they're sort of you know, consciously or unconsciously thinking about some things, and so I think that's an interesting pickup from Sharina. And you know, I mean, I'm thinking about the way that you know, she's talking about in this discussion board the language to assess people when you first meet them, and you know, isn't that an interesting thing? Your first impressions about meeting people, or you know, and how that can change, obviously, but how that also puts into motion a way of being, and you know, how that can oftentimes be difficult to overcome. And so that's something to think about, you know, when you're sort of first meeting somebody, and or how when somebody's first meeting you, you know, the messages that you're sending to them based entirely on non-verbals, based entirely on body language. I'm picking up on Riley and Kimberly, and both are talking about, you know, Ann Cuddy, and thinking about, you know, power posing. And I think power posing is really interesting. And I encourage students to really to try this before speeches or before stressful events. You know, I think in general, a kind of preparation pose or preparation move that, you know, can kind of help you, you know, find your way into a better place before you do something that's sort of high stress can be really helpful. And you know, I've had students power pose before their speeches, and look, it's not, you know, it's not some magic bullet or something, but you know, it can be really helpful as a practice for you, and just sort of, you know, thinking about how you want to go into some, you know, high pressure, high stakes event. This could be something to definitely try. So I'd encourage everybody before their next speech to do it. I also wanted to riff a little bit on communication in general, and sort of think about, you know, like I'm thinking specifically about classrooms. You know, obviously our classroom is virtual, and we're sort of scattered around, and we're, you know, orbiting in this sort of asynchronous way, connecting and kind of coming back and forth. But, you know, if we were in a physical classroom, you know, or if you think about last semester being in a physical classroom, you know, it's interesting to think about what you notice of your peers, right? You can kind of tell like who's paying attention, who's engaged, and who's not. Nobody's really saying anything, but just kind of a, you know, a snapshot glance can reveal a lot. And you know, on the flip side of that, think about like what you're putting out, what messages you're sending out, whether you intend to, you know, send something, you know, like, hey, look at me being like very engaged, or, you know, you think you're not, you think you're not sending a message and you really are. It's important to kind of try to be more aware of that. You know, one big thing that I often tell students, when we're, you know, together and I'm sort of starting out the term and thinking about, you know, the messages that we send each other is, you know, if you think you're getting away with with something you're probably not, right? In other words, your professors are probably way more attuned and observant than you may give them credit, even if they're not calling you out on it. And I think that's an important thing to think about, both in your academic, professional, and you know, why not, your personal life too, right? And that you are somebody who sends messages out. I also wanted to kind of move a little deeper into this in terms of like classrooms in general, or just sort of the messages that are sent without words. You know, if you think about different types of classrooms even, you know, most of you have probably been in a bigger lecture hall where, you know, the exchange doesn't necessarily happen. It's usually sort of top down. Maybe it's a PowerPoint, but you know, it can be a lecture from a lectern or a lecture from a you know, the center of the room that's being sort of broadcast out, and the idea is you're sort of catching those ideas and maybe sort of making some sense of them. And you know, I mean, I think for some classes that's probably you know, the way to deliver that content. For my classes, and for, you know, most of my colleagues' classes, I think, you know, discussion-based classes, it's really more about sort of the exchange, the kind of back and forth, the discussion. And you'll notice that if we were together in a classroom, we would be seated in the round. We'd be seated all together. I would try to avoid, depending on the classroom setup, to avoid being at the center of the room or the front of the room. Really, I think there's a message that sends, is that we're, you know, kind of on equal footing in many ways, and we're trying to have this discussion together. And, you know, whether or not that is, you know, comes through exactly, I think it's an important thing to think about, like how that message maybe invites a kind of openness, particularly in a classroom that's focused on doing something that can be nerve-wracking, like public speaking. So, you know, just a little thing to think about. Imagine that we're sort of together in this, even though we're not, you know, physically in the same room, but imagine we're sort of seated together when we come into this classroom environment, even if it is digital, that we're sort of seated together. I'm not at the front of the room, but I'm sort of guiding you as I would in a physical class. I also want you to think about or consider body language in your speeches. You know, I think one of the things that I'm sort of noticing here is a little bit of, you know, there's a kind of a genre or a format in some ways. I mean, I'm sure a lot of folks have seen, like, you know, YouTube influencers or, you know, social media influencers, and the kinds of the ways that they are using social media, or the way they're using their, you know, camera phones, boy, that makes me sound ancient, using their, you know, their phones or their computers to kind of, you know, really crop in on a smaller portion of their body. But, you know, the idea here, I think, is to try to move the camera back. It would be really helpful here to be able to see more of you, and particularly so that I can see you be a little more animated, or see your hands move for emphasis on certain, you know, to emphasize or show some movement as we move into speech 3 and speech 4 and into the final speech. So, you know, really think about moving that camera back. And this would also would be really important, because, you know, I think it's really easy to sort of like read through some things if the camera's too close, whereas if it's set back a little more and you can maybe follow an outline, which is, you know, what I'm trying to get you to be able to do, I think you're going to have a much more natural speech-giving experience. Also, speaking of outlines, please make sure for speech 3, when you send me the link to your final draft of the speech, your YouTube link, please include an outline, a detailed outline that will accompany that. Also, in case it wasn't clear, please make sure that, you know, your speeches are one take. Editing isn't the thing we're really focusing on. We're trying to, you know, as best we can, replicate a kind of live one take delivery. So please cut out the cuts. And then, you know, the last thing I would say, just as a kind of helpful reminder, is to make sure you're adhering to the time of the speech. It's really important, even though it may seem somewhat, you know, less significant, that you're working within the genre, in the format, in the allotment that is, because, you know, it takes a particular kind of effort to edit some stuff down and also sort of fill up some space. And so I've really thought pretty hard about the amount of time I want you to spend, the vessel that is of time that I'd like you to fill for these speeches. So please make sure you're not going over and you're not dramatically under. Okay, I think I've covered all of my things here. I'll be checking back in with you later in the week. As always, if you have questions or you want some clarification, please reach out. And the last thing I'd say is one of the big things that I really value is checking in with me in terms of grades. You obviously have the syllabus. You can kind of go through and figure out, like, okay, I've earned these points, I've earned this for this, but please check up with me. I'm happy to talk through your grade because I think this is a really much more appropriate way to have a conversation about grades, which is, you know, really sort of maps to or links up to the way that actual human beings are evaluated in the real world, rather than, you know, a kind of, you know, some sort of, I don't know, like an EKG or something that is just sort of spitting out, this is where you are. It's really important to, in my teaching practice, to have a kind of ongoing conversation. So have questions, please reach out. Hope you're doing well. Please take care. Bye.